And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Go ahead and say it, Ed. Go Tigers!
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
You like that? You like that?
F it. Jamar's down there somewhere.
And you're on the same select. Marcus
Davenport. No!
Splash Brothers. Yep.
It's playoff. Get going, Brace.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
What is up, guys? Dirty Boot Sports, and we are back with episode number 190. 10 away from 200. Getting there.
That's a lot.
We'll hit it before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And that'll be our 2-year mark. So about 100 a year. That's good.
That's pretty solid.
Pretty good number. Yeah. Not including all our other crap we got going on, regulars, Crossroads. Shout out Kyle for killing that.
Yeah.
That's doing really good on numbers every awesome. Time we post it. And him and Derek are doing really good with that. So check that out if you haven't yet. Also I did a little new content. I posted a little budget picture thing. Do you see that I made?
I saw that in the group message.
Yeah, I made that up last night.
I see
those on Facebook all the time, and they're fun.
And people will send them to me in a group message all the time, and we always do it.
Yeah, like, they're fun. Now, yeah. I don't know what made me think of NFL draft. I've never seen anyone do that.
No,
And it was tough, especially this year, because the running backs are so weak. Ooh. But the five names I picked, everyone knew, I would think.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's trying to find that you know. Five
yes.
that you, people know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I like the receivers. I think
that's easy.
The $1 ones were like Jerry Rice's son and Christian McCaffrey's brother.
Okay,
you know, like they're mid round guys, but you also know who they
is
are.
Is it the brother that's dating Caitlin Clark?
No.
Is no, there another no, brother?
No, it's a different McCaffrey's.
That's not the same McCaffrey's.
Mm-hmm. That McCaffrey is Iowa's men's basketball coach's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because what's his name? Fran McCaffrey or something like that?
Shout out for him from using his dad to get some pool like that.
Well, I think he plays on the team like bench warmer, probably Izzo stuff.
Yeah,
Fran McCaffrey. I believe it's his son.
Okay.
Is it Connor?
I just assumed. I mean, when you see Caitlin Clark with a guy with the last name McCaffrey.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and a white guy.
And a white guy, yeah. Like, I mean.
Nah, they're all everywhere else. This one's coming from Rice, I believe. Luke. Patrick McCaffrey. Oh my God, he's going to the portal.
Well, Caitlin's leaving.
He's transferring from his dad.
Yeah. Well, Indiana State. I'm calling it right now.
He committed to Butler. That's in Indiana.
That's Indiana. That's exactly why.
That's hilarious.
Smart move, my man. Smart.
He's also
move.
24. He's my age. He's older than me.
And he's still entering the portal.
He is committed.
He's committed.
He's coming home to play with Thad Vada. How many years has he played?
He's going home to play with Caitlin Clark.
Oh, he actually plays. Look at him.
Really?
23, 22, 24, 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's getting real minutes.
His points per game go down. I don't know how that works.
What's that? Our offense. I mean, they got a lot of options over there. Football and basketball.
Yeah. Speaking of, a very Iowa stat came out of Detroit today. Did you see that? About the Pistons. They won as many games as the Lions. That's some Iowa football crap.
That's exactly right. Holy crap.
Yeah, they won 14 games.
Wow.
I think they played 62 more. Yeah. Shout out Detroit.
Detroit.
The Lions.
Thank God.
I think they would take the success of the Lions for like everything else to suck.
I agree. I'm rubbing the helmet right now.
I mean that year. Hey, next year's the year.
Next year.
They're ready.
If the Saints don't do it.
Patrick McCaffrey at 6'7". Oh yeah. The Saints?
Yeah.
They got it?
Yeah.
They got it?
I mean Kellen Mond, come on.
Oh yeah.
I like it.
Kellen Mond and Peterman.
I mean, what else do you need in the
quarterback room?
That's a quarterback room right there.
All we need is
Show Gruden. Me a better quarterback.
All we need
room.
Is Gruden. We need Gruden.
Dude, how awesome would that be? Give me the show. I need the show with that.
Yeah.
Gruden, just That's bring right. back the, what was it, FCCA? FCCA.
Something like that.
I mean, he had advisor and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give Spider 2 Wild Monkey Banana?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm all in.
Are we getting Hard Knocks? We might be. I think we're one of like the four options.
I feel good about that.
Unless Chicago.
They won't want that. Yeah, they'll
I mean,
want
but they might
they can't
not.
Decline
they might
it.
Decline. Oh, they can't?
They can't decline it.
Yeah, that's
don't,
true.
You don't have the option to decline it.
That's true.
They're going to want Chicago.
They're going to want Chicago.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Don't come to New Orleans. We don't want to watch that.
Chicago. No, God, no. Chicago hasn't had a quarterback room in 40 years, but it's better than our room right now. I can promise you.
That's true. Saints would get Hard Knocks, and it
Peter
just,
Manning, Kellen Mond.
We wouldn't ever see Benson.
No,
nothing that would be shown on that show would make us happy.
No,
we'd be pissed off about everything.
Everything, be a lot of emergency pods after. Oh, after that show.
Yeah. Oh God, I don't even want to think about it. Dennis Allen.
Oh boy,
He's still our coach. That's football.
Yep.
NFL draft less than 2 weeks away.
Let's go.
Can't wait. But tonight, it's the Masters recap. Got to talk about that. Awesome. Scotty and Tiger making the cut. That's all that mattered.
That's right. Trickle F.
I think he had sex after Friday night. That's what it was.
He needs to have more than that. A crowd pleasing 81 Saturday. Yeah. He needs more than sex.
He made the cut and he's like, I did my goal. He found a white woman, and he went for it.
That's exactly right. He went to the nearest Waffle House and got him some food and some dessert.
The fry cook.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Shout out Tiger, though.
Shout out Tiger. The Friday's round killed him when he had to play extra holes. I knew he was in trouble when I do that.
Yeah.
He's not ready to play more than 18.
No.
He barely can get through 18.
And then it was cool Sunday, though, him being with the young kid.
Oh, man. Cool. How awesome was that?
You see that kid answering the questions?
Bro, who was he looking at?
I don't know.
But, I mean, he looked over hard before he said a word.
Well, what did Tiger give him?
Remember last time Tiger gave Justin Thomas something for as a joke? Remember the tampon?
Oh, okay.
So I guess he's probably – it might have been
– no shot he went and gave this 20-year-old kid a tampon.
Well, I wouldn't think, but I mean – it might have been something, you know, Tyra didn't want everybody to know about. Whoever he was looking at, even in Butler Cabin at the jacket ceremony, when he went to talk, he was still looking to the side,
Yeah, like, it was so
weird. My man was nervous.
So weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the prostitute that Tiger had the night before.
Possibly. She might have been there.
Yeah. Gave her the number.
She might have been there.
Said, congrats. Here's your night.
Augusta says no to a lot of people, but I guarantee they won't say no to her Tiger brings.
Oh, no. That's right.
Yeah.
Tiger brought her to the clubhouse.
That's got to be awesome. Yeah. They played in the clubhouse. It's got to be awesome for that kid, though. I mean, he had his high school buddy with him.
Yeah.
I mean, very cool. Sitting there shaking Tiger's hand on 18th. God, man, what a cool moment!
Oh, Angel Reese has fallen.
Where's she?
This is WNBA draft night. If y'all did not know this,
I guarantee you we're the only one that's doing a pod about
we got
that.
Got live pod. So wait, I think Chicago 7. Are they doing the Twin Towers? Her and Cardoza. We are breaking down the WNBA draft.
That's right.
Caitlin Clark went 1. Cameron Brink went 2 to the Sparks. Cardoza went 3 to the Chicago Sky. And now Angel Reese is the next big name, and she's fallen.
She is fallen.
She's not going home to Washington.
She's not. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to sell some tickets, Washington would have sold them things quick.
They would have sold them quick. I'm just shocked right now.
That's Paige. She'll be there next year.
Yeah.
She won't be on the board by now.
No.
She'll be gone very quickly.
She'll be gone probably number one.
Yeah, I would assume.
Unless if Juju comes out early.
Can you leave in 2 years in WNBA?
Yeah, you can leave.
You can leave whenever. Mm-hmm. It just don't happen.
Really no point.
Yeah, leaving after 3, I think Enescu did that, but I think that was even weird.
Well, I mean, Angel still had another year.
Yeah, but that was COVID.
Yeah.
Sabrina did it just straight up after 3. She was just bored.
I still don't know why them girls left.
Yeah.
Caitlin and Angel.
Hey, but if it's ever going to work, it's going
to
be now.
It's going to have to.
It's going to be now.
If it doesn't, you shut her down, right? Like, I mean, what's... because they're not making money.
You don't shut it down with Caitlin there.
They're not making
money. You
do
something, though. Like, I don't know what the move would be.
She needs to go three on the big three. I'm serious.
Oh, I got a breaking news. Uh-oh. Chicago Sky, Angel Reese.
Wow.
Shout out Shams from he's the NBA newsbreaker.
Wow.
So Chicago's getting Angel and Cardoza.
What a lineup that is.
I mean, that's the new Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah, that's right. That's Twin Towers 2.0.
Who else is in Chicago?
Find out who else is
Chicago.
In Chicago. We got to look this up. Breaking it down for y'all. WNBA.
Chicago Sky roster. That's been Googled about 10 times. Diamond DeShields. She went to North Carolina, I believe. Let's see. Teresa Witherspoon, coach.
Teresa's there?
She's the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Crap. I'm sure her and Mulkey knew each other pretty well, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Had to somehow. No doubt they did.
I don't think I know any of these names. Oh, the Kyrese Gondrezic girl. That's the girl that got beat up by Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh.
The Rockets guy?
Yeah, she's
hot.
Okay.
I know her. That's pretty much it. Diamond DeShields, I know her. Where did she, she transferred to Tennessee after she played at North Carolina. I believe she's the one that's got the dad that was the MLB player. What was his name? Delano DeShields, he's played for the Rangers, something like that. DeShields is not a very popular name. So.
No.
Their roster does not have the names that I expected, but hey, they got two now.
They got two now. Two big names.
Yeah. And hey, Chicago, good city.
Yeah.
Teresa's your
basketball
head coach.
City.
That's very cool. How long has she been there? Is this her first year?
Has to be, because she was just with the
Pelicans, right?
Pelicans, yeah. Last year. She coached last
summer. Year was her first year.
First year, yeah.
So that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, October 12th. Oh, no, October 12th, 2023. So this will be her first season.
Oh. But she wasn't with the Pels this year, though, was she?
No, because the NBA season started like 2 weeks after that.
Okay. Let's say I've watched Pels all year, and I don't remember seeing her.
No. She, let's see. She was with the Pels from 2020 to 2023. That's cool.
That's cool.
Louisiana connection, right
Tech.
There. Yeah, shout out to Sky. Are we the number one Chicago Sky podcast in Louisiana?
Be. If not the number one, the only one, maybe even in Chicago.
Well, let's get a WNBA flag.
Oh, that would be great. I think Chance
I like
would
the
be,
logo would be cool.
Chance would be proud.
Yeah,
I think we'll put it right in front of Chance's chair.
It'd be like the Tiger one, but it's like just can we get Caitlin?
Caitlin,
just Caitlin.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that.
Also, we got to mention OJ.
Oh, dude, where's Bill at?
We got to have Bill on for like
Bill.
A morning episode. OJ died.
Like dead.
Dead. Gone.
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 Like not going to prison again. No. Like he's gone.
No.
OJ was our hero in this pod.
OJ was mentioned from the beginning, like
very beginning,
and ever since we had the intro. It's been OJ. OJ's in it. OJ's on the fridge.
OJ's
hanging from our wall.
From our wall. We have a Bronco flag.
We also have an OJ flag somewhere that we don't have up.
Really?
It's a chase one. It's a car chase thing Bill brought one time. I don't know where he found that.
What the frick?
I don't know. I think it's over there in that pile somewhere, but we'll have to hang that and like play some slow music for Bill one day.
We need something, man.
And the OJ ball, I mean, Costa Rica, he connected everything to OJ.
Everything.
Naked Gun, so many times that got brought up.
Yes. I missed throwing the soccer ball.
It was the best. So RIP OJ. I mean,
I don't know what else to say.
It's OJ.
It's OJ.
It's OJ. He will never die on this podcast.
No, absolutely not.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. That
if anyone talks about him, we will. So I was watching the Masters this weekend.
Okay.
I had some questions that just came to my mind. If anyone doesn't know, very casual golf watcher, and by casual I mean Masters.
4 days a week.
Yeah.
4 days a year. Yeah.
Sometimes not even four, usually about two.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't even watch it on Thursday and Friday. Just because it's, I don't know.
Watch it at night when the rerun is? I'll even rewatch
now, I did put it on Friday night, I think.
Yeah.
But Thursday... I think I went to a movie Thursday night.
Friday, that win was vicious.
Yeah. I mean, I saw highlights and stuff, but I didn't.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, I pretty much watched like most of it.
Yeah.
Especially Sunday. Sunday, I don't miss.
Sunday's phenomenal.
After 12 o'clock, I don't miss a hole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I watch it all.
Same here. Yeah.
So, I had some questions that just come to my mind.
Can't wait.
That I think of.
And
pretty,
I have no clue
often.
What he's about to ask.
Oh, no. And no one does.
Okay.
Well, one comment that I did make a lot to Chance while I was watching this was, there are so many hats in the crowd. That has nothing to do with my questions. It's just, there are so many hats. There's just so many hats.
That's a golfer's thing.
It is. It is. Now, but it's just, it's so many hats. It has nothing to do with my question.
I'm so confused.
No, that's just a comment I wanted to make.
Okay.
Like, it's more than a baseball game. Like,
really?
if you go to a baseball game, there's a decent amount of hats, but there's 95% of people with hats on in that crowd.
Yeah, that's a golfing thing.
It is. Oh, I agree. I love a hat.
If you walk in my house, there's literally an ungodly amount of hats.
Another comment I made Sunday, okay. What happened to visors? No one wears visors anymore.
Nobody wears visors anymore.
I loved a visor.
That is a thing in the past now. That is not a style anymore.
That sucks.
Yeah.
If I play PGA Tour on my PlayStation, I'll wear a visor.
Well, I mean, if you wear a visor and play golf, first of all, you better be a heck of a golfer because you'll get talked about. Second of all, you better have phenomenal hair. Like, you can't just wear a visor and not have good hair.
That's true.
That's why Ian Poulter is about the only one that could pull it off. He's got good hair.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, like,
I love a visor.
I mean,
Tiger ain't gonna wear a visor.
Brother, he's like me, baby. He is losing his hair fastly.
Look at Kim on stage. She came on stage to hug.
She came on stage.
Pointing at random cameras.
Who are you pointing at, Kim?
I don't know. All right, so here's my questions.
Okay.
It all goes back to this main question, and it's I've got like five little bullet points written down. It's just thoughts.
Okay.
Whenever you attend a golf event, I've never attended one.
Okay.
How do you watch it?
Explain.
All right. So is it like, I know at the Waste Management,
okay,
there's that hole, I think it's 16, right?
16.
That people go and sit at.
Par 3, yeah.
So you go to that hole and you watch only that hole?
That's correct.
Does that not suck?
So when I go to PGA Tournament, like I'm going in 2 weeks to New Orleans, I go down to New Orleans every year. I have certain holes that I like.
Okay.
Because I like the certain shots that are being hit to them. I go for the short par fours because what's more fun about those guys to watch than anything is how good of wedge players they are. When they're inside of 100, it's almost silly how good they are. And I like to see that. I like to see what they do, their techniques they do, stuff like that. Drivable par fours are good holes to go watch.
Yeah.
Risk reward type stuff. Par fives that are like number 16 at Augusta.
Yeah.
I mean, not 16, 15 Augusta, the par five. I would sit there all day and watch that hole.
Yeah.
Because so much drama can happen.
Yeah.
I'm not like at Waste Management. There's no way I could sit that one hole.
Exactly.
And watch all day long.
Now there was one instance after I thought about this question where, I don't know what hole it was. It was somewhere on the back nine of Augusta where they said they mentioned the crowd and that you could sit and watch one hole, but you could also see another one like looking back, kind of.
Yes, that's
it,
the best
around
way.
15 or something
so
like
that. So if you sit on 16 tee box grandstands on the left there, you can watch 15 green.
Okay.
If you sit on the 15 grandstands by the green, there's one on the left and one on the right. You can pretty much see 16 hole from a distance. When I go watch a tournament, I go, if I know the course, which I've been there before, I go to a green and a tee box that are kind of close to each other.
Yeah.
So I walk back and forth, watch a group come through on the green. I walk over the tee box, watch them tee off, then go back and see another group come through.
Yeah.
Now, you can keep up with, like, they have tee time pairings when you walk in.
Yeah.
And you can see. Okay.
And the big scoreboards and stuff.
Yeah. And you see what holes they are. So you can kind of, because if you go watch like a Tiger or Rory McIlroy, because he's coming to New Orleans this year, which is rare. That's rare. Their crowds are enormous. So you don't go, hey, Rory's on five. Let's go watch five. You go on hole seven, wait on him to come through so you can get a good spot.
Well, all right. So that's my next bullet points are, if you go to the Masters, can you just like walk hole to hole and be able to see?
Yes. So the Masters, they honor, it's a cool thing how they do it. So if you have to bring, you can bring a chair in or you can buy one of theirs.
Yes.
It has to be armless though. It has to be small. But when you go through the gates, say for instance, like somebody knew somebody that went Monday. I kind of told them spots that I would suggest I go to. You go get that, your chair, you put it there. That's your spot.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to sit in it. Nobody's going to bother it. It's kind of your own. And then you can roam, or if you sit there if you want. Either way. I'm a roamer. I like to move around and watch different stuff. Some people just sit there. Some people just sit there and enjoy it. Let them come to them.
Yeah.
That's not me.
It just seems like, I mean, if you go to a football game, You sit in your spot, you're able to watch every play that happens. If you go to a basketball game, a baseball game, you're able to watch every play.
That's right.
If you go to a golf event, you can watch every play at this hole, or you could, I mean, I guess if you're a big fan of Scottie Scheffler, you could walk hole to hole with Scottie.
Yeah, you can, and some people do.
And so that's a thing that's pretty popular. Oh, absolutely. Popular. Tiger, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, no,
a freaking crowd.
Like, when Sam Burns, sometimes I go to the tournament in Jackson in the fall. It's in October.
Yes.
It's usually not as crowded. It's not a big event. Not a lot of big names. Oberg played in it this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You usually don't get those kind of guys. But, I mean, he was in the Ryder Cup. I knew about him, whatever. I went and followed him for about 7-8 holes. Just because he didn't have a big crowd around him. It's a small tournament. But some people will go and go watch Ricky Fowler and watch him walk with him throughout the whole round, and they leave. I don't get that.
I mean,
that's,
I guess,
not
if,
me.
If you're just a fan, like of a
yes,
of
if
a guy.
You're a fan of him, yes. I mean, but I want to see more than just one guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going there to see a lot.
I mean, that would be essentially like going to watch your team.
Yes.
I mean, that's what that is
equivalent to. Yeah, that's right. No,
that's what, yeah.
It is.
And I'm sure back in the day, Tiger had that every time.
Still does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, still does. Yeah. I mean, and Phil Mickelson was just as, if not worse, crowds wise, were bigger.
Really?
Oh my God, Phil's was huge. Me and Dad go. We've gone to 2 PGA championships, and if Phil was coming, you'd have to be 6-7 holes ahead of him because, I mean, the crowds, you could just see them coming. They're just storming. And they follow him. And what's crazy is they'll sit there and they'll be 5 or 6 rows deep from the ropes. You can barely even see them when you're that far out.
Yeah.
I like to get out of the head. I want to be right there at the rope so I can at least get a close up and look. But
At the Masters, if they're standing where the second shot of a par 4 will land, and you're 8 people deep.
Yeah.
Like, if you walk up, you're not going to be able to see nothing.
Mm-mm, you can't.
You'll see the ball fly.
That's right.
But you ain't going to see him game plan his shot.
Mm-hmm. And that's why some people just go sit in those bleachers.
Yeah.
They'll just go get in the spot and take it because they're not saved or anything. I mean, it's first come, first serve. So,
yeah.
Some people go sit up there. I'm not like New Orleans. If I know, hey, this group's a good group, got two good names in it, 3 holes from now, there's a good bleacher on the green, I'll go over there and sit and wait for them to come through, and then I leave.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I can't sit put real long and do that.
Yeah. It just seems very hard to enjoy the whole tournament.
Yeah, you
it really does.
You go to golf tournaments not really to, it's not really to get a good look or feel of the tournament. You're going to watch guys hit shots because people don't realize, man, if you're a golfer and you play a lot and stuff, and you go listen to a Dustin Johnson hit a tee shot, and you're like, I've never heard that sound.
Yeah.
It's different. It's, you know, and just see how they do things, how they can spin the ball so well, how they can, I mean, there's so many different, I go for it for I want to see his swing in person, see what it looks like. Some people just go just for, because golf tournaments, it's a laid back, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, and I could absolutely get that.
Yeah,
if you got a good
social
seat
event.
If you got a good seat at Augusta on 16, that's an event.
It's an event.
I got to watch 16, and I got to watch every person come here and shoot and play this famous hole.
That's right.
I understand that. But so say you got tickets to the final round at Augusta.
Okay.
And it's one of the years with the playoff.
Okay.
And it's going down to the last hole. Mm-hmm. You go and watch them on 15, and everybody pars. You don't get to see anything on the last 3 holes.
No, because
you don't even see how the real event ends.
You don't, because people are already waiting on that next hole, and you just know where to go.
And I mean, also you go to 16, and the seats have been filled since 8 a.m.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll tell you. For instance, in Jackson, there was a playoff, 5-man playoff actually, and I could see it. It was like it was about that. It was going to be a playoff for sure. There was too many guys that were tied, and so I was at the 18th tee, still had a couple groups to come through, and I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to stand in this tee box and wait for the playoff to start.
Yeah.
So they come back to me, at least I can see the tee shots, because you're not going to see it all. Because some places like that there, for instance, that 18th green is covered with grandstands. Well, it's paid ones. It's not just for anybody. It's paid.
Yeah.
Paid tickets only. So different places are different. Waste management – Now, around the green on that par three, those are all first come, first serve, and they're right there.
Yeah.
All them other ones are pay tickets. I mean, you're not getting in there unless you bought the ticket to get in there. You bought a ticket to get the tournament, then you buy a ticket to get in the stands. Now, those places like that, though, like when if you – I'll send you a picture when I'm in New Orleans. Number 17 is a par three. Huge grandstands behind the green. Well, it's sponsored by walk-ons.
Okay.
So – you get in there, all food and beverages are free. So, I mean, you're sitting there in shade, air conditioning,
having a good time.
Watching it,
and
having a good
time. I'm sure if the grandstands are so big, you could probably get up top and see multiple
holes. You can
see
multiple holes. So, you can see 18 tee boxes right behind you. There's a hole 13 right across, right beside it. So, you see multiple holes, and you can come and go as you please, too. I mean, you don't have to stay in there, but it gives you options.
Yeah. I just feel like, I mean, if I got the chance to go to Augusta on the last day, and let's say I wasn't a lucky one that got the $100 ticket or whatever, and I paid resale, and I paid $3,000 to go, and I don't get to see the end of the event.
You don't.
That's mind blowing.
People always ask me, hey, if you get to go, what day you want to go? I always say I don't want to go on the weekend.
Yeah.
One, you got less players.
Less players. Yeah.
Two, when they make the turn, there's nobody else in the front nine. So then that whole crowd is on the back nine holes. At least when Thursday and Friday, the course is all split up. Everybody's on every hole. So you got more options and stuff. People spread out more. When it gets to that back nine, I don't know if you noticed. I mean, yesterday, the holes were – people were lined up out there. I mean, it's just not – and the people there at the rope, well, they've been there since 8:30 that morning.
Yeah,
because they hadn't left.
When Scotty comes through at 1 o'clock and tees off –
you still got 5 hours before he gets to you if you're on 16.
Well, after he finishes one,
oh, yeah, you're done.
It's done.
Yeah, and your thought is, most tournaments you can, but not Augusta. You'd be like, okay, I'm going to the next. Well, no, 15, 16, 17, 18 are already wrapped.
Yeah.
They're full. They went there instead of one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you'll see when they walk off the green and that path of people just go to all the clubhouse, they got nowhere to go. Yeah. Like, they're just there just to be there. They're just trying to soak it in and enjoy it.
They're just in the Masters.
Yeah, they're just there at Augusta. Yeah, which, hey, I'm all for that. I'll
absolutely
go there. It doesn't bother me. But,
I mean, the experience, the atmosphere,
it's almost like
going to a concert.
Yes.
I've been to, in 2016, I went to a rap festival in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl parking lot.
Uh-huh.
We got very close, like fifth person in front. I passed out, so we had to go back. Very, very funny story. But I mean, after that, we were there for the first 3 hours, five people from the stage. After that, there was freaking 5,000 people there. Mm-hmm. So we were God knows how far back. But at that point, it was more like, yeah, the view's not amazing. I'm not going to be able to see everything I want to see. But I'm in the crowd. I'm experiencing. I'm hearing the noises. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So it changes. It changes the perspective of like the event, and I guess that's just so unique with golf.
That's what's one thing cool about Augusta, is that you hear it on TV talk about those Augusta roars.
Yeah,
like you know, like
you could hear it.
Yeah, like yeah,
you could hear it,
and you can really hear it, and you know. Like they always used to say, you knew which one was a Tiger roar versus anybody else roar.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's cool when you hear that going through the trees when you're standing out there.
Makes his nickname even better.
It's giving me chill bumps right now.
His nickname being Tiger.
Tiger,
that's just even cooler.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
But no,
yeah.
Like there was a point, I think Scotty was like going like 12.
When
he was putting.
Yes.
And then like, I think Bryson hit a shot. Like at 16, and you could hear the noise.
Noises.
They're like, let's cut to 16.
Yeah, we know something happened. Yeah, exactly.
That was another thing that I'd seen people talking on Twitter about was like, it's almost like you're watching the red zone when you're watching golf because
you see all the.
They cut to the big holes, and like, usually when they cut, especially before the last hour and a half. If they cut away, something good's happening or something big's happening.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna cut and say, let's see what Scotty does here. Yeah. It's not gonna be just this basic shot. It's gonna be this thing's going. He's shanking it, or it's about to be the most beautiful shot you've ever seen.
Yeah,
there's no in between.
There's no in between.
Yeah,
and that is one thing in person. You see all the bad shots.
Oh yeah,
and you're like, boy, they don't show this on TV.
No,
some of the times you see some shots that are.
Yeah, I mean,
horrible.
If you think at freaking 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
When they're on 11 o'clock on Friday. When there's 90 golfers out here and everyone's pretty much out there, they're not going to show but 5% of the shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the names that you know.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. whenever it cuts, you know something good's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I miss like when Bryson almost, not Bryson, when Scotty on number 9, when it spun back, yeah. almost made it. I mean, that crowd erupted. They were like, the group on 10 definitely heard that and turned around and looked. Like, I mean, they knew something was up.
Yeah, right. You're watching and you hear the noise and then they're like, oh, let's go here. Yeah. And then you hear that noise again. You're like, that was the noise
I heard. That was the noise I heard, yeah.
So it's just golf is so unique. And there's really no way to – there's no way to fix the crowds.
There's not.
There's no way to fix that. There's no way to fix the broadcast.
No.
You can't show it at all. You can't show it all.
No, broadcast is tough. That's a tough job.
It is. I mean,
because you got people spread out. You got all these cameras. You're trying to keep up with everything going on.
Yeah, there's no better way to, like, show it all.
No.
Because I guess I know ESPN does like the group by group stuff.
Now yes, they do that. Now
like for the first when I was at church, I was watching the Tiger and Rom groups, like so
the feature groups.
Yeah, it was only those four players mm-hmm. for the first. I mean that whole hour that I was watching.
Well, see the Masters app. I don't know if you downloaded best app in sports.
Yeah, like,
phenomenal. Yeah. They got an hour you can go to individual player.
Really?
You can pretty much watch, and now they have the Amen Corner,
obviously,
they have the feature groups, and DirecTV this year had it where you could put four screens on one screen. They showed all of the different, which was cool, but it's tough. I mean, it's hard to keep up with, and then people,
especially if you're a neutral fan,
yeah,
like when I'm an NFL fan, I just watch the Red Zone because if the Jags are playing the freaking Titans, I'm still interested.
Yeah,
just because I like football.
Right,
but like whenever you're watching golf, especially if you're not just a Tiger or
just a casual
Scotty fan, like if you just want to watch golf, like you and Ty do, like you got to watch it all. But at the same time, you don't get to see it all.
You don't get to see it all.
Mm-mm. It's crazy,
even on TV.
Crazy.
No. Let's be in there. No. Even on TV, you don't see it all.
It's crazy.
No. No, and I'm not the type. I don't care who you put. I'm gonna watch it.
Exactly.
Some people fuss. Well, why is Tiger? Well, I mean, they're trying to get ratings. I mean, everybody knows Tiger. Everybody wants to see him. You know, but like, man, no. You give me whoever. I'm watching.
Yeah, I mean, if Tiger's on the screen, you're gonna want to watch.
You're
Tiger.
Gonna want to watch. Yeah. I mean, it's part of it. It's been like that his whole career.
It's crazy.
And he's still at his age. Is still must watch TV.
Yeah, those were just the thoughts that I was having through my mind while I was sitting there. I'm like, now the experience is still fun. Like I enjoyed watching everything Sunday. It was a great time.
Well, see, and so that's what some in my arguments and some of the arguments are with the live situation.
Yeah.
So they shotgun started.
Okay.
Okay. So golf courses are designed. How they design them is to have your finishing holes with drama, with some suspense and stuff.
Yeah.
When you shotgun start it, say you tee off on hole 2 and the shotgun start, well, you're just a couple shots back, okay? Well, you're not finishing on day 18. You're finishing on hole 1.
Yeah.
I mean, how weird is that?
Yeah.
Now, fan-wise, it's better.
Definitely.
Because you have somebody on every hole at all times on the whole golf course, even on the final round. But when you're trying to build that suspense up, you know, Scotty's on 18, you know, putting for a birdie. Oh, let's go back to – you know, Patrick Cantlay's on hole 1, but for his birdie to go, that don't even sound like that makes sense. Doesn't look right. Like golf courses weren't designed for that. I mean, they were designed layouts,
especially the broadcast.
Yes, exactly. And so I get what you mean, though. I mean, it is. And that's a good point, though. It is kind of like a Red Zone.
The broadcast especially is like that, where you see the high points, but you don't see the low points.
Yeah.
Like if you watch a Saints game on Sunday, you're going to get to see the 1 yard run,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
But if you watch the Red Zone, they ain't showing that.
No. Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes if it goes through like a 5 minute drought where there's not a touchdown or a big play,
they're showing.
You're going to go to the Chiefs Bills game and watch every snap for a little bit just because they've got to.
Right.
But it's there's just no other sport like that.
No.
A very popular one at least. I mean, there might be a small sport that, you know, has those same struggles in terms of watching and the broadcast.
Yeah.
But
so spread out.
Yeah, it's so spread out, and there's so many. It's so many teams because it's individual players.
Right.
Like there's no other sport where it's 90 or whatever it is.
No.
Like, I mean, maybe.
I think you had was it right around 60 that made the cut this year at the Masters, I think it was? I
mean, yeah.
Or it might have been a little less than that. Because
this freaking cut got down to over six over.
Yeah, I mean, when you have the scores like you had this year, I mean, Augusta does their own rules. They do 10 shots. So, I mean, that opens it up a lot for sure.
Yeah, and I guess the only other sport that, you know, maybe, and it obviously doesn't get broadcast like that, but maybe like a marathon or something.
Yeah.
Like a Boston Marathon thing, or like triathlon where –
stretched out so far.
The gaps in people, I mean, eventually, I mean, 5 miles in, they're everybody's not going to be in the same crowd as they start. So something like that, maybe like a Tour de France. I've never watched it, but something like that would probably happen.
Very similar, yeah. But the problem is with those is, like, they can't do anything to change the outcome at where they're at.
Yeah.
Like a golf, you could – chip in for a birdie even if you're four holes over, which changes things.
If you watch Tour de France halfway through, you're just watching them drive,
because they doesn't matter what, they're so far behind, they're not doing anything to get back. So
it's crazy. Well, I NASCAR's probably like that as well because of like the
laps you can lapse
stuff.
You watch it all and you can see the whole track at once still.
And if you're sitting in the crowd, if you're on this side and the finish line's way over there, you can still see it. That would be I wonder how that is to like keep up with the laps, because I mean obviously with wrecks and oil changes stuff like that.
I've been to one and it's tough because you forget if you're not keeping
like
up.
Like you
with
see
it.
This car drive by, you're like, oh, they're ahead. No, they're getting two laps back.
Yeah. It is tough. You got to be keeping a close eye on that. But it's still at least you in one stadium in one seat.
Yeah,
still can see it all.
I guess this makes sense why football and basketball and baseball are just that much more popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because you can sit and watch it, and you can watch it at home, and it's seamless. Like it's easy to do,
and it's faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's another thing Liv did what they're doing. Because, I mean, everybody gets done at the same time.
Yeah.
You get done in four and a half hours and something like. Now, I mean, the tee times start at 9:30 or 10. Well,
yeah.
You know, next last one's at 2. And so they're not finished until 6. I mean, it's an all-day deal.
Yeah. It's unique, but it's still fun. The Masters was great. Shout out Åberg, whatever the
Åberg.
Crap is. Åberg. I liked watching him.
A little O above his A.
I liked watching him.
He's awesome. He's very fun. He's good.
Yeah.
When I watched him at Jackson, I was like, holy crap, this kid is special. Yeah. Special. I mean, he was just playing college last year. It's insane.
Where did he play at?
Texas Tech.
Okay.
Texas Tech.
And he was just laid back, having fun, eating power bar and a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just chilling.
Very cool. I could see him being a future
number one player in the world.
Yeah. And he'll have like that personality and stuff, it feels.
I think so too.
I haven't heard him talk or nothing, but I'm sure. I mean,
he's good. He's good.
With Scotty, he's kind of just.
Man, Scotty's phenomenal.
He's amazing, but at the same time, he ain't got like that.
You don't have that charisma.
You don't have like that star power.
No.
And he's just really good.
But he's got that dog in him.
Yeah, he's just like, really good.
He just doesn't show it.
Yeah.
I don't know if
when
Saturday, I've never seen that. When he made that eagle putt on 13, I don't know if you saw that emotion. He fist pumped four times. I've never seen him. Like, it's in him.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, he just hates to lose that much. But, I mean, he shows it in a different way. Yeah. It's not like a Tiger where it's all,
definitely.
Shout out to Scotty, man.
He was awesome.
Great dude on and off the course. And he didn't have that game.
Yeah.
He didn't play that well. I mean, he's just that
not
much
even
better.
Sunday.
No,
I mean,
no.
He had some times where
he
bogeys and you're like, oh, is it opening up?
So
but
he
then
they,
everybody golf, else just crapped their pants as well. Morikawa killed himself.
When Scotty almost made that on 9, Morikawa he started pressing.
Yeah,
and it was over. It was ball game for him.
Double bogeyed and then I think he double bogeyed again.
Yeah,
it was bad.
So golf has a stat called bounce back. So when you make a bogey. What do you do on the next hole? He's 47%.
Wow!
After making a bogey,
wow.
Either he makes a birdie or better. Like, you know how stupid
that's
that is.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So, like, I mean, and we saw that Sunday.
Yeah,
he bogeyed 7, birdied 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Like right when you think it's opening up.
Yeah, and then
here comes Scotty.
Here comes Scotty.
It's crazy.
Everybody was hitting the water on 11. Scotty hits it to the right of the green on 11. Like, I mean, just he doesn't make mistakes. Like, that's what's
He had just enough lead where he could change up his game and play a little bit safe. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Homa had to go left while everybody else, whenever he came up, he was three ahead, so he could go right. He could change up his game a little bit at that time.
God, he's so good.
I mean, the only time after Max hit that in the bushes, the only ever like doubt there was when Scotty hit it in the bunker. Mm. And then whenever that happened, they were like, oh, it's bad. And then,
get the better camera angle. Yeah, it was better.
Yeah. And then I think he parred.
He made par. And then birdied 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And to let Vern go out with a birdie call.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Shout out to Vern.
Him and Tiger.
That was an awesome moment, man. So cool. What an awesome moment. I was going to text the group and I forgot to. I was hoping like Tiger and some of those guys were going to kind of do the old tip of the cap to him in the booth as they're walking off the green. But to go shake his hand, man, Vern was just sitting kind of under that tree watching him. Uh-huh. That was awesome, man.
It was funny. It was just funny just to cut and he's just in a tree. Just old man sitting down.
Boy, so weird. Shout out to Vern, man.
Yeah, it was a great time. Good Masters, and after it ended, Chance was like, "I get why Ty wants to bet golf every weekend. It's fun.
it's fun.
It's fun betting on that.
It's fun, man.
Yeah,
it is.
It really is.
It is.
I'm gonna try to get into that a little bit more.
It's fun, especially like if you do like the top fives and tens. Definitely. And stuff. That's the way to do. Winners is tough.
I had Oberg top 10. Nailed it.
Fleetwood.
Yeah, Fleetwood top five is crazy.
Woo.
You got to watch out, though, because there's different bets of top five or top five including ties.
Ties. And that's a difference, especially
huge.
In golf.
Yeah. We bet Young and Fleetwood because you told us to.
Yeah.
Young, we accidentally bet without ties. So, I mean, he wasn't involved anyway.
No,
but
he wasn't until freaking Sunday. Yeah. God.
Yeah. But it was it was crazy. I think the odds changed like between 50 and 100 because of that.
Yeah.
But Scotty did it.
Dude, Scotty. he's plus 450 for the PGA Championship next month. Plus 450. We're talking about golf, man.
It's Tiger.
Dude, it's Tiger. It's very Tiger-like. Yeah. I think he wins another major this year, which is something we haven't seen since Tiger. Like it's crazy, man.
Rory got it next year.
Ooh,
how many more years he got in him? I mean,
he's got a lot. He's still
he'll keep playing, but yeah, he's
still
of prime contention.
Oh, he's still got.
How old is he?
Probably like
mid-30s.
My age, I think.
I'm really?
34. Yeah, he's 34, 35.
Okay.
He's still got good 5 to 6 prime years left in him. As far as he hits it, it's gonna probably make last a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still fine.
Hopefully,
if he wins another major, not the Masters, he needs to win another one. And I think that will get the confidence booster back going for him.
Yeah. He just needs Scotty to miss one.
Yeah, good luck with
Scotty.
Scotty
can have the kid and then
Meredith call maybe is his only shot. I mean, jeez, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Did Sam have the kid? he was gone Friday. So.
Yeah. Shoot, he needed to have his kid. Man, that was ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for golf. Let's switch and talk a little bit of basketball. The playoffs are here. Before we do that, let's talk about the NBA, I mean the Olympic roster that came out today. Pretty cool. The roster is Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, the guy from Congo, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday.
Drew. He's Drew.
Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis. They're leaving one spot open. Steph playing in his first Olympics. KD, one of two players with 3 gold medals, going for his fourth.
Nuts.
It'll be fourth straight as well. He was 08, 12. No, no. 12, 16, 20. He was not on 08. I thought he would have been because he came out right at 07.
Yeah.
But he wasn't on it. LeBron will play in the Olympics for the fourth time. He won bronze in 04, gold in 08, and gold in 12. So this is his first time in 12 years. And Team USA has won 4 gold straight. So going for 5 straight with Steph. 1 open roster spot. Probably like a Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Jalen Brunson, Zion. Someone like that. And you never know if any of these guys will drop out given their playoff run.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Tatum, he might go through hell and get through the championship and get it and then maybe drop out of it. I don't know. But Steph and LeBron are there. That's going to be very cool. Steve Kerr, the coach. LeBron gonna be a Warrior next year? We'll see. be a little tryout.
Ooh.
Let's talk about these playoffs though. So we've got in the West the one seed Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's so weird.
So weird, but I love it. I love it. They're a fun team. Very just fun off the court and on the court. Like their personalities, they're young, just energetic, always having fun, it seems, and it's just very cool. Thunder, they did it though. They got the one seed because the Nuggets lost Friday night to the Spurs. Wimby's just a freak. And then I think Devontae Graham, Pelicans legend, he hit like a shot with 0.9 seconds.
Couldn't stand him as a Pel. God, I was so happy we got rid of him.
Yeah, Pelicans legend. And he might line up the Pelicans with the Nuggets because of that shot. Nuggets are the two. Three are the Wolves, who got Cat back on Sunday. He came back and played, so looked pretty good as well. So that's very big for them. The 4-seed Clippers, 5-seed Mavericks meeting up again, as always. But luckily for them, they're both avoiding Denver. I know they're very happy about that. The Mavericks knew if the Mavericks would have beat the Thunder, they played the Thunder Sunday. If the Mavericks would have beat the Thunder, the Nuggets would have been one. Mavericks rested everybody. They were down, I believe, 100-49 at one point. It was bad. Oh, it was bad. Suns are the 6th seed.
I think they should have a rule where you can't rest like the last 2 weeks of the season. I mean, seriously, like,
yeah.
But, I mean, we've done all these tweaks and changes to make it.
Then they just go in and like just throw up stupid shots.
They probably would still make some more than 49 points. I mean, some of them.
It was 100-49 in like the third. It was bad. The play-in game will be the Pelicans versus the Lakers, 7-8. Just played on Sunday, and Pelicans did not look good in that one.
I wasn't a fan of B.I. playing that game.
I guess just to get the rust off.
I know you want to get the rust off, but like, I mean, your team has a rhythm and flowing right now. Like, yeah. Man. But I mean, I'm glad he's back. They can't make a run without him. But
it's going to be interesting to see if they can finally get that together. I mean, the Pelicans need a playoff series.
Bad.
Like the play-in, it's cool. Yeah, you've done it, but they need a playoff series.
Yeah.
If not, like, do you even run it back again?
No, you can't.
Like, but what do you tweaks. Change? Is it going to? You move what? Are you going to move somebody? Trades. But who?
We got a lot of good young pieces. People won't.
But it feels like you're locked into Zion, you're locked into B.I., you're locked into C.J., Trey, Jonas, maybe
you switch
Jonas.
You're not locked into
Jonas.
Trey, really. You're locked into Herb Jones.
Yeah, Herb.
Because you signed him for cheap.
Yeah, like, I mean, but I don't think you want to move Trey.
No, you don't. But it depends on what you can get back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to move on him.
He's got high value, for
but he's
sure.
got high value. And, I mean, if you do this again.
Could move him. I mean, not it's not possible now with the Raptors, but like what the Raptors
that
were with
been,
Siakam.
Yeah.
Like move him to there, let him get the big money there
That's
in
right.
an elevated role
right.
and then bring in a like certified guy with
exactly.
Siakam.
Yeah.
Or OG Anunoby, either one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Raptors talked to the Pels about both of those
they
guys.
Did. They
but
did.
I wonder if Trey was probably involved.
He was probably involved, they probably didn't want to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Which he's a very good player.
At this year, yeah, he really,
very good
at this year, at that point they're thinking let's get in the playoffs and see what happens. And I'm for that. Like I want to see this team because they're really deep, they're really versatile. Yeah. They got different type pieces, but in the end, if you get first round out, you got to make a move at some point. Now, I want to see you finally get the last month and a half. I've watched the Zion I haven't watched ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a totally different Zion. So I want to see come playoff time what happens with that.
Yeah. I got to watch him Friday night. First time I've watched the Pels really all season in terms of like watching an entire game. Because I think the other times, well, besides October 30th, whenever I went down to New
right.
Orleans, but I mean, the Pelicans weren't much by then. The other times the Warriors were like, Steph was out, Draymond was out, mm-hmm. so stuff like that. I think that was one of the games where the Pelicans beat us by like 40. Just because we didn't have anybody. They've got a good roster. B.I. wasn't playing in that game. Zion, it's hard to fully judge him based on that game because, to me, Draymond's like the best defender there is for him.
That was the worst game he's played.
Yeah, and there's no one better that can defend him based on quickness, size, like Draymond can do it all, And I mean, if you throw a Gobert and Embiid against him, Zion's going to run right by him. If you run anybody that's smaller, he's just going to power through him.
Because
Draymond's the best of both worlds with that.
I would be interesting to see how Joker guards him.
Yeah.
Because I think he could get Joker in foul trouble pretty quick, because I don't think Joker has the – he's quicker than he looks,
yes.
But I don't know if he has that kind of movement.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they won, that would be an interesting one right there.
Because he's starting to somewhat get that little 10, 12-footer shot.
Yeah.
You didn't see it Friday night.
He made a three.
He's got a good form.
Yeah.
But that he's been pulling up a little bit on mid-rangers, and it's been impressing me for the last month. So, he starts getting that.
Do other teams play off of him so much on that three-point line like Draymond
yes.
does? Because I know we're very aggressive with that stuff.
No.
I mean, we even did it to Herb, even though Herb's a better shooter this year. We still don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if you even have a doubt in a shot, we'll just play off
Herb
of
didn't play well Friday night either.
Yeah, he didn't, defensively, I didn't feel like he made an impact.
That was one of his worst games he's played all year, really, in my opinion.
I mean, he made some timely shots.
Yeah. He will do that.
Yeah.
He is good at that.
But I felt like defensively, he didn't really do much.
No, he's been kind of like how Dyson was there at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Herb's been like that all year.
Yeah.
Them two are good at that. But Herb didn't play well in that game either. They don't. Draymond was off of him more than most.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were like that, though.
Really?
But he still drives by a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, because his first step's so quick. And the problem is –
I've wondered if other teams just absolutely dare him to shoot like that.
Yeah, and they have. And he still won't shoot it. I mean, he'll just still attack you because
– Draymond probably said something to piss him off and he pulled it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you know, and it won't get any better playoffs. Like, the fact that he doesn't shoot more free throws than he does is kind of silly. He gets hammered when he gets in. But I'll be very interested if he plays Joker. I would think they'd put Gordon on him, though.
Yeah, probably so.
Gordon would be a better.
But if the Pelicans run the small lineup, which I think they should.
Zion's going to play points on.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of, like, he's going to be the biggest player on the floor.
On Joker, though. I don't know how they're not going to put him on it.
But I think they're
not going to want Zion on the Joker.
That's the thing with the Pelicans, though. I think they've got to – the key to their success is going away from Jonas.
Yeah.
And going with that Zion, B.I. wasn't
Herb,
there that night, but Herb,
Trey,
CJ, and then, either B.I. or Daniels.
Yeah.
I think Daniels took the place that night. Or Alvarado, either one.
Yes.
Just playing smaller like that and quicker, playing your own pace. But if you do that to the Nuggets, if Joker doesn't guard Zion, who does he guard? Does he kind of just stand in the corner and let Herb go to the corner and shoot?
Possibly, but then at that case, you just put Herb off and put B.I. in. And
still, the Pelicans have to beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
Not a very good matchup for them. They just played them Sunday and lost pretty badly. But
I don't watch
even in the past, it's not been good.
No.
I mean, that's kind of been their kryptonite. Mm. They just can't beat them. Feels like LeBron and AD just turn it on a little bit more for this game, especially AD. I mean, and speaking of Zion defenders, AD's got the speed and everything to keep up with Zion, and
he's got the length.
He's an incredible defender.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's healthy as well. Played like 73 games this year, like a lot of games.
Unreal. All of a sudden, got healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out the NBA rule, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And what about Chet Holmgren playing 82?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a miracle, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's almost like they knew what they were doing.
Yep, that's right. Kawhi Leonard, I think, played 75 as well. So that rule has definitely worked.
Yeah, it's worked.
But getting through the Lakers, very, very tough. There's some people speculating, are the Lakers going to tank the game? I just don't see that happening.
I don't think
you can do it. I just don't think you can because assuming the Warriors beat the Kings, I think we will. Yes, that's me as a fan saying it, but I also just think we will win the game. The Kings don't have Malik Monk, don't have Kevin Huerter. We just match up well with them. Assuming we beat the Kings, I don't think the Lakers or anybody would ever risk losing a game to play Steph Curry in a one-game situation because you never know what could happen. Steph could make 10 threes and your season's over. Yes, it's a bad matchup for the Pels and Lakers with the Nuggets. It's a bad matchup for the whole freaking world.
The whole NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to
play
them.
They're the best team.
But if you beat the Lakers or if the Pelicans, I mean, if the Lakers beat the Pelicans, vice versa, whichever way, you get to play in the playoffs. That right there is good enough, especially if you're the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're going to lose to the Nuggets five games, six games.
Give me the seven-game series. Like
yeah, that's what they need. They haven't. I mean, when's the last time they made the playoffs?
2 years AD? Ago.
Did they make it 2 years ago? No, they made the play-in, right? No,
play-in.
Because last year they lost to the Thunder in the play-in. It's probably been since AD.
They've made it since AD.
Really?
They made one time. I'm pretty sure they did. And maybe it's the play-in I'm thinking.
Let's see.
They played. No, that was AD I'm thinking about.
2021, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. So they played the Suns.
Yeah, yes. Remember they freaking CP3.
Oh, yeah. Jose Alvarado.
Alvarado, yeah.
Okay. I forgot about that. Zion was hurt, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Who was on this team?
I thought I remembered.
CJ, Jonas, B.I., Herb, Jackson Hayes, Nance, Devontae Graham,
that
Alvarado.
That was the year we traded for CJ.
Okay.
In the middle of the season.
Yeah. So that was the year that the Suns went to the championship, huh?
That's right.
2022. No, wait. That's the year the Warriors won it.
But they went to the Western Conference Finals. Didn't they?
I think they lost to the Mavericks the next round. Yeah, Luka versus
CP3
in the game 7.
That's right.
They beat them by like 50.
That's right.
That's what it was. Yeah, but before that, it was, when was that? 2018. So that would have been, that was when the Warriors, I went to that game. Yeah, because I graduated like the week before, and I went to the semifinals. But still, one playoff appearance with this core in about, 3 or 4 year span?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they didn't have this with Herb Jones and Trey Murphy now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a big difference.
But still, the West ain't getting easier
in
the future. So, like, you've got the pieces.
But
I'm still just...
I see a lot of old in the West, too, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've still got the Grizzlies, who are going to be back. The Rockets are very good. And going to get better.
They'll have to get one big piece thrown.
They will. And then the Spurs have Wimby. Yeah.
So I just hope they can build around Wimby.
They will. And they might not have to. Wimby might. I think he said.
First player in history.
He said, like, if my prime is 100%, if you count, like, what I've grown since the day I got drafted, he said, I'm at about 15%, I feel.
Jesus.
What is 100?
Wow. I mean, he just, first time ever in NBA season.
He set so many records, man.
1,500 points.
Like 300 blocks.
300 blocks and then so many rebounds. I can't remember what it was.
I think he broke the rookie block record. He's
a freak.
He's a freak. He's at 15%, he claims.
Jesus.
And the Spurs will get all of that out of him. They will. Pop will make it happen. Like he's going to reach
a lot
100.
Of threes.
Yeah, ball handles. it's wild, man. It's wild. But I do think the Warriors win that 9-10 matchup. We're going into Sacramento. We're going to be down Gary Payton, but the Kings will be down Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. I mean, Monk's huge for them.
Huge.
One of the games we lost to them this year, Monk made a last second shot that beat us. Actually,
yeah.
De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, great players. I just don't know if they can do it. And I think it's also a little bit of a mental aspect. Like last year's game 7, Steph dropping 50 on them. Like that's going to be in their minds.
It's in Sacramento, though.
It is. It is.
That place is cool atmosphere.
It is. It is. It gets rocking.
It's a good playoff atmosphere.
It's just hard. It's going to be hard to bet against these Warriors. Also, the Warriors have the second best record since January behind the Celtics. So we're playing our best basketball right now. Just lost some games that we shouldn't have. Lost to Mavericks without Luka. Lost to the Spurs. Lost to the Bulls. Just some slip ups here and there that we're gonna have. But at our peak, we're playing really well. I think we're gonna be ready. Steph and Draymond both rested on Sunday, so they're gonna be fully rested for this game. What happens after that, I don't know. But I'd be really shocked if we lose tomorrow night. And then God, if Lakers versus Pelicans, I don't know what's going to happen there. It's hard not to say LeBron's going to win.
It is hard not, but After Sunday.
Two games in New Orleans, back-to-back against the Lakers.
After like, Sunday, man.
Something's got to give,
and
right?
That stadium, Smoothie King will be rocking.
The Blender.
They do show up at the Blender when it's a big game. I mean, yeah. The atmosphere should be really good. It's South Louisiana. People are going to show up for a party.
Yeah. I wonder if the Lakers went home.
I wouldn't think.
I wonder, yeah. I bet they packed it with intentions of just staying there.
I mean, wouldn't make sense if it did.
No. Leaving Sunday and coming back on Tuesday.
Yeah, because you know they'd come back on Monday anyway. They wouldn't travel over Tuesday.
Exactly. So I bet they packed with the intentions of, if it happens, because the only way this scenario was going to happen was if they won. So it was more like a business trip where we're going
to
win.
Probably used Tulane's gym yesterday to practice.
Something like that.
Yeah, shoot around or something, I would think.
I would say the Lakers win that, though. I really would.
I really think the Pelicans are going to win it.
Okay. I'm ready to watch it. I'll get to watch it. I won't be blacked out. Thanks, national TV.
I really think they're going to win it. I really do. I feel like this is the kind of that little hump that they need to get over.
Play the Nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah.
The goal is for someone to play the Thunder and beat them. But at the end, I still don't think the Thunder is just going to be an easy series.
No,
the Thunder are going to be tough.
They will be tough.
If the Warriors or the Lakers play the Thunder, I'd be shocked if they're not the favorites.
Yeah.
I really would. Now, if the Pelicans play the Thunder probably the favorites, just given the...
Give me that matchup, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want that.
Yeah, because I'm not scared of the Clippers if they had to play the Clippers if they beat Thunder.
Mavericks got that. I'm telling you. Probably. Mavericks.
If the Clippers don't win it this year, you want to talk about a blow-up?
Nah, they get that new arena next year.
Jesus.
And the new logo and jerseys.
No, you run it back with that.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Because, I mean, that's the same. They're healthy, and if they don't make it this year,
that's a tough matchup right there with Luka and them, though. That's going to be.
And it shouldn't be.
That's going to be seven hard games.
You have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard who can just rotate on Luka and let anybody else score on you but Luka.
And you got James Harden.
Yeah,
James
Harden. I'm talking about defense-wise.
Yeah. They'll just switch.
Yeah, I mean, that blows my mind that they can't handle literally a one-man team. They got more pieces than that. But, I mean,
in the end,
if Dallas wins, you know it's going to be because of Luka.
Absolutely.
Kyrie's going to have a 30-point game in one of the games of the series that's going to carry him.
Luka's probably going to average a 30-point triple-double.
Probably will, yeah.
It's going to be fun. I hope it goes seven just because that's going to be a war.
That series is going to be a fun series.
It's going to be fun. I think the Wolves and Suns will also be fun.
It will be.
Suns is a bad matchup for the Wolves, though. They have their number.
Matchup,
they have their number. And KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, that's some big-time names who are playing well.
Grayson Allen's playing pretty well.
Grayson Well just got he
what
just
a
signed
contract.
A 4 years.
I didn't know they had that
million?
Much money to sign.
Yeah.
4 years, 70, yeah.
Drew Holiday just got some money, too. Let's talk about them Celtics over here. The one seed.
My boy, Drew.
The Celtics better win the championship. I'll say it again. I saw a list of just, like, all the records and first and all that stuff, and they better win the championship.
It's crazy that the Bucks are, I think, third in the betting odds winning it all. They've been horrible for the last 2 months.
They were 30-13, and they didn't get 50 wins. That's through 43 games you play 82.
But they're the third favorite to win it all. In the betting odds.
You got Giannis and Dame.
I think that just tells you what they're coming out of, the East. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
East is weak. It's weak. Cavs versus Magic. That don't get you excited?
I have not watched the Magic play one game this year.
I've watched them play. It's going to be... It'll be a fun series. I saw someone describe this as a... The series that NBA Twitter will say is good basketball, but no one watches. it'll be on NBA TV, I'm sure. I wouldn't be shocked if the Magic win this in six. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cavs win it in six, whatever. It'll be back and forth most of the games. Neither team really has an advantage.
I hate the Pacers didn't – I want Pacers in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And give me Orlando and Milwaukee, because Milwaukee's going to win. Who cares? But, I wanted the
Giannis
Pacers
is hurt,
to...
though. He might not play game one. He might not play. So, the Pacers might – Pacers have a chance in
they
that
have
series
a chance,
for sure.
Halliburton's kind of peeled down a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not like he was back in early the year.
And I'm anxious to see how they rise up for the playoffs. So, I mean,
yeah.
Halliburton, Siakam's done it. Miles Turner, I mean, good veteran. Rick Carlisle is your coach. He's going to get the best
Turner's
out of
been
him.
In a lot of playoff games.
Yeah, absolutely.
They make it every year. I mean, he's been in them.
Two-seed Knicks, though. How about that? New York basketball. Very fun.
I hate they don't have Randall, though.
Yeah. I still think they're dangerous, man. I really do. I'm
going to
place a couple futures, and they're one where I think they're going to make the conference finals, and I would not be shocked if
they're beating the Bucks.
I think they will.
Okay.
If the Bucks even make it out
without Randall,
who stops
Giannis?
OG's going to be on them. He's back. I think they're like 20-2 with him or some crap. It's some weird stat. They're going to be tough. And they just play. They play a tough brand of basketball. There's really just no way around it. Why does it work? I don't know. Why does Jalen Brunson work as a one? I don't know. DiVincenzo's your best shooter. I mean, he was the seventh man for the Warriors last year. Josh Hart plays tough.
Just the heart of the team.
He is.
The only thing I don't like about the Knicks is just Thibodeau's lack of playoff success.
Yeah, that's right. He's a regular season. You might be drawing Joel Embiid and the Sixers, who have won 8 straight games. That's not a good matchup.
They don't have an answer for Joel Embiid.
No. Well, you got Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson, who they're both solid big men, and most importantly, that's 12 fouls that you can give.
Exactly. That's where it all boils down to.
Yeah, because Joel's going to draw the fouls.
Mitchell Robinson ain't stopping him.
No. No one's stopping him.
No.
But you've got the bodies that you can throw at him at least. And I think they do have the guys that can slow down Tyrese Maxey, though. I mean, between Hart, DiVincenzo.
Yes.
Like, so that's your – let Embiid get his and just stop everyone else.
And that's if they get beat past the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Sixers have to beat the Heat, who I don't think anybody wants.
No, not come playoff time.
What everybody does want is we want the Heat and the Sixers in the playoffs.
Yes.
We do not want the Bulls or the Hawks to sneak in.
God, no.
No. But Knicks Heat would be fun. Knicks Sixers would be fun. And also, Sixers versus Celtics would be great basketball. I wouldn't be shocked if that goes 6. Same with Heat Celtics. Celtics are scared of the Heat. They always are. Like, it's a terrifying matchup every time they see them. It's just in their mind. So I'm really rooting for that. Ideally, I think it's going to end up going Knicks versus Sixers, and then I think the Heat beat whoever wins out of the Chicago Hawks game, and then Heat versus Celtics. Celtics probably win that in 5 or 6, but it'll be tough.
Heat will win like game 2, tied up. You got a series, and definitely. Then the Boston will.
It's gonna be some fun matchups with the Knicks, though. I just really feel good about them, and I'm excited to watch them. And you know, the Sixers would be a tough matchup, but I think they can beat them. And I think whoever comes out of that Milwaukee and Indiana series, I think they have a good number on them. It's just more so what will the health be of whoever's coming out of this bottom region, and how quick did the Celtics win out of the top?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Celtics could very likely beat Miami or Philly in 6 games at most.
They're sitting there waiting.
And then sweep whoever comes out of Cleveland and Orlando.
They're waiting on – yeah, I agree on that.
While in the bottom, Knicks might take the Sixers 7 games and then take the Bucks 7 games. Mm-hmm. The Bucks might do the same thing. I mean, they might go 6-7, just be worn down while the Celtics are fresh and waiting.
Thibodeau just scares me, man, because he's a regular season type coach. He grinds it out. They play hard, which wins a lot of games in the regular season.
Definitely.
I worry come playoff time. But I do want to see Brunson in this kind of a
– Yeah, as the one. And
yeah, as a true one atmosphere. In the playoff atmosphere.
It's going to be fun.
See if he
answers. He's a fun player to watch.
Very fun. Very fun.
Different style of game, and a lot of people are giving him some hype for –
I still think him and Luka would have been so well together.
Yeah. A lot of people are hyping him up for first-team All-NBA, which I forgot is positionless this year. So it can be whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have, like, the Embiids that usually would take up another spot. So, I mean, Jokic is a lock. I believe Luka and SGA are locks.
Yeah.
But then after that, there's an argument for Brunson. Like, I'm seeing arguments for Brunson over Tatum. I mean, given the teams, the Knicks aren't where they are without Brunson, while yeah, Tatum's the best player on the Celtics.
Boston's still going to be a top three seed
exactly.
in the East.
Probably the best. They're probably still the one seed.
They're the best roster in the game.
Yeah, they're probably still the one seed in the East without Tatum.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard, I think, dropped like 35 and 11 on Sunday.
They're so deep.
They just rolled out the most random white boys, and they still win by 20.
Yeah, exactly. They're unbelievable.
It's funny. But yeah, let's. I'm gonna run through and kind of give my predictions for the playoffs. So let's start in the East. I'll go Bulls over Hawks, and then I'll go Sixers over Heat. I'll go Heat over Bulls. So I'll go Celtics in. Let's go five versus the Heat.
I like that.
I like the Cavs, but the Magic I think are the.
I love
team
the Cavs
right now.
Every year come playoff time, and they disappoint me every year.
I think the Magic are tough. I'm gonna go Mavs and I'm gonna go Magic in seven.
Ooh.
The Cavs just
sure they keep losing Cleveland game seven, huh?
The Magic are tough. They got some guards. They got length.
But in NBA playoffs, you got to go with experience.
Mitchell
vets. Do it. And I feel like Cleveland's got enough vets, playoff experience wise, where they could come through that series. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just if I was a betting man, I would have to put my money.
I hope
Cleveland.
So because I love Donovan Mitchell. I like watching the Cavs. But there's just something about this Magic team that they're young. They're wanting this moment. Like, God, how long has it been since the Magic have had playoff success, or even been in the playoffs as not like an eight seed? So I'm gonna go Magic in eight. I mean, in seven there. Bucks, Pacers. No idea how to pick this one.
I mean, if
Giannis plays, Giannis in six, maybe. Yeah. If Giannis doesn't play, Pacers might win it in six.
I think Bucks win it no matter what.
I would think so, too. Just because Dame, he'll elevate his game.
And I like six. I like six games.
So I'll go Bucks in six. And then, man, Knicks versus Sixers, that's a battle. That's a battle.
Seven game series.
Yeah, I got to go Knicks though. I have a lot of excitement to watch this team. So I'll go Knicks in seven. Knicks versus Bucks. It's hard not to go Bucks. I'm gonna go Knicks again though. I'm gonna go Knicks and let's go another seven. Why not? Just grinding it out, Thibodeau style.
They will.
Boston beats the Magic in four.
Five.
Screw that. They'll sweep them.
Yeah. Probably will.
Yeah. And then Celtics will beat the Knicks in
five.
Probably at that point. Mm. At that point, five. And then in the West, Warriors are beating the Kings. Please, God.
You don't want to light the beam?
I might be lighting something up if we lose that. I don't know. For my sake and health and everything, please let us win. That's all I'll say. I won in the playoffs. That's all I care about right now. Lakers, I think the Lakers beat the Pelicans. I really do. It's hard to bet against LeBron in a game, one game in, like against a team that they have good history against. Everything like it's gonna happen. And then Warriors, Pels.
In order
for
the Pels to win that game, Trey Murphy. It's going to have to be hot from three.
Yeah. Well, against the Warriors, they shot 20 for 38.
Yeah.
And then against the Pelicans, they shot like 30%.
Trey and CJ will have to be hot. And CJ has been really hot. So those two, well, if they're hitting from three, they beat the Lakers. If they're not hitting from three, it's over.
When playoffs come, CJ don't do that. That's not his history. He had the Western Conference run that time with the Blazers, but I remember that with the Warriors – came back from 15 points in, like, all three of those games or something, and we swept them. CJ doesn't really do it in the playoffs, so we'll see how that is, especially as, like, the scorer on that team. Like, they really need him to be the scorer.
Yeah, I mean, they're
– I mean, Zion will be
Zion now.
Scorer.
He's, they're extra rely on him more than I've seen in the last month all year. Because
you need CJ to space the floor.
Yeah, like, you need Trey.
Yeah, both
Trey,
of them.
Trey's going to have to be big. And B.I. Like, I mean, B.I. is going to give you your 20, 23 points.
Yeah.
It's when does he give them to you?
Yeah.
It's going to be the key.
And then, I mean, personally, I'm going Warriors versus Pelicans. I think they're going to take it. I think the Warriors, I really think we're going to sneak in the playoffs somehow. No 10 seed has ever done it in the play-in era. So it would be a first, but, I mean, what better team to do it than the Warriors with Steph, Dre, and Klay, and they're playing their best basketball the past month or so. So I think we can do it. What do we do against the Thunder? I don't know. Thunder are very good. Warriors are also very good, but a lot more experienced. I would think that the Warriors would probably have the upper hand in that series, but at the same time, like, is it a changing of the guard moment where the Thunder just kind of have that time and, like, they show everybody this wasn't a fluke of a season. Like, we're not a year early. We're actually going to be here. What would your lean be on that? Thunder versus Warriors?
I think Warriors win that series.
I mean, I think so, too.
I really do. I feel like it's like a seven-game grind type series.
Yeah.
I feel like in the end, though, the Warriors sneak it out.
Yeah. I mean, just the experience of this team still.
I want to see Alexander in a playoff.
Yeah. Especially with the whistle lately.
He's not going to get the free throws in the playoffs. I just want to see how he's going to play in that.
The Aces just got the Valtech girl. They got the ability to let her rest and heal up. Yeah. They're so good. I'll go Warriors in seven there. Mavericks, Clippers, if that doesn't go seven, I'd be shocked. I really would. Either way, I'm going Mavericks just because I really think that team's dangerous this year. Suns, I'll go Suns in six over the Wolves. And then Nuggets in...
whoever they play.
I'll go five over the Lakers, honestly. I think the Nuggets are just that much better and that much of a matchup nightmare.
Six.
Maybe, but crap, I mean, they swept them last year in the conference finals.
Yeah, but that was at Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the playoffs, could be a little different.
Maybe. I'll give LeBron two.
Yeah,
I'll give him two.
That's kind of what I want to do, yeah.
So Nuggets and six. I think the Mavs would beat the Warriors. It's tough to say, but, I mean, playing two play-in games, games against the Thunder.
I think Mavs beat Warriors or Thunder.
Yeah. I think the Mavs would – I'd go Mavs in six or seven against the Warriors.
Probably six.
Mavs in six. Suns versus Nuggets. That'd be a heck of a series. It's hard not to go Nuggets.
It's hard not to go to Nuggets, but, man, there's a lot of matchup problems for the Nuggets in that series, in my opinion.
Suns have a lot of scores.
Yeah.
I don't know
who Denver's going to throw on some of them.
You got Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter Jr. is not a terrible defender, but he's not great. KCP will be on probably Beal.
I would think he's going to be on Booker.
Or Booker, either one.
I think
he's
going to be a Booker.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, Gordon would be on Durant. KCP on Booker. So then you're kind of trying to see who's guarding Beal. I mean, I get Jamal Murray could guard him. Murray's not a bad defender.
No, he's not
Nurkic is a good body to throw at Jokic.
Six fouls.
Yeah.
I mean.
Grayson Allen shooting.
That's the thing. You're getting all these guys, he's going to be open the whole time. That's a tough matchup for Denver.
Denver's
still
going to
win it.
Yeah.
Nuggets
in seven?
That's a seven-gamer, I think.
Nuggets in seven over the Suns, and then
Nuggets-Mavs.
Nuggets-Mavs.
Nuggets.
It's hard not to go Nuggets.
I think Nuggets,
six.
Probably six.
Yeah.
Nuggets
and
six. Maybe it's five.
And then Nuggets and Celtics.
I mean, we want it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the two best teams.
If it's
anything other than this, it'd be a shocker and an upset.
It would be.
I would say
it's an injury somewhere that stops that match.
Yeah.
So I think
it's the Celtics.
Yeah.
They're going to win it.
They're going to win it. They're,
they've got to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I put it on the fridge. Celtics will win championship.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, I don't know what that offseason's going to be for them, but it's going to be interesting. You don't really have the ability to change anything.
$340 million Tatum's going to get.
Yeah, and you just signed Drew, so you're not changing that. Yeah. You just signed Jaylen Brown last offseason. You're not changing that.
$300 million.
Kristaps, I'm pretty sure, is locked up. And even then, would you move him? No. You can get rid of Al Horford, but, like, for what? It's a bench piece at the end of the day. And, I mean...
The one they're going to lose is Williams, Derek.
Oh, Derek White?
Williams. Derek White. That's who they're going to lose.
I wonder how long he's locked up. Let's see.
He's a free agent this year, I think.
Really?
I think so. And you can't afford him. I'm almost 100% sure he's a free agent after this year.
He's got one more.
Does he?
Yep. for freaking $18 million. But how are you going to be able to pay all these guys? It's crazy.
That might be what it is. They might have to move them once they sign Tatum.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, if the Celtics don't get it done this year, you've just got to start questioning the duo of Brown and Tatum. Like, can it work?
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to trade one of them.
No. I mean, either one of them would have the value, and it wouldn't be Tatum you'd trade. It would be Brown. Like, he'll have plenty of value in the league. He's still a top 20-30 player.
I would love Pelicans.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Give them Trey Murphy and a bench piece or whatever, you know, you'd want there. And give them
Murphy and Daniels?
Yeah.
And then two first?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a realistic option.
I think it was a win for both teams. Boston gets a couple good people come off, role players off the bench for them.
Yeah.
Trey would be a starter. You get Daniels coming off the bench. You get some cap, some draft pieces, which I'm sure they don't have much of. I mean, it's a win all around, and it's less money for you off the payroll.
Because, well, Trey will get paid soon.
Because Trey's coming up.
But you could probably you get
him a year.
Still, I mean, extending Trey, it's probably, at his max, is probably 20 less than Brown.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's a good idea, especially if the Pels don't make the playoffs and the Celtics don't win the championship. Like, both teams are – those are going to be two of the teams that really need a shake-up more than anybody in the league. Mm-hmm. Because we both have really good cores, but they're just not getting the job done. I believe the Celtics are, plus 190 to win the championship. Insane. It's just, and they're minus money to win the East.
Yeah.
Which everyone knows they're walking to the conference championship.
Just put them in it.
But
unless you get an injury.
The Sixers and Heat won't be a tough matchup. I mean, it won't be an easy matchup, but
no.
Still, man. I don't know. But Celtics can win the championship. Well, I'll go Celtics in 7 over the Nuggets.
Love
just because both of those teams are going to play. They're both very good.
Yeah.
That would be good TV. Would the ratings be good? Probably not.
Not,
I mean, the Celtics will draw numbers.
Celtics will draw numbers.
Joker's not bringing a lot to the TV.
No. Jamal Murray's not bringing a lot to the TV. Even Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum's not bringing a lot.
Now,
to the
like
TV.
That game 7, if that happened, that would get some numbers. Yeah. Or 3-2 Celtics series game 6, possible closeout for the next banner.
Possibly.
That could draw some numbers, but
it's just no players on either one of those rosters that are bringing the audience to the TV.
Now Steph versus LeBron, play in for the 8th seed would be some numbers, but that'd probably be the highest watched game of the playoffs.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it though. Celtics are going to win the championship.
Celtics are going to win the championship.
There you are.
Throw you a little money on that plus 190. I mean,
be like Dave Portnoy and just throw $300,000 on Scotty.
Yeah.
When you're that much of a favorite, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Have you seen the money that man's made the past couple months? He hit Michigan. He hit Washington versus Texas.
He hit UConn.
UConn. It's insane. And
Scottie Scheffler.
And he's a Celtics fan. So I'm guarantee you he's going to put something big on that.
Whatever he just won on Scottie.
Probably $2 million on
whatever
Celtics.
He just won on Scottie is going on the Celtics.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to games.
He will
and
be
sits
courtside
on the floor.
Seats.
He does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It'll be talked about.
I'm waiting for him to tweet that where he says, I've put $1.5 million on the Celtics.
Absolutely. He's on a roll.
He is. Why would he not?
On his team that he loves.
On his team.
Yeah.
Plus 190. Yeah. The Warriors weren't that back in the day, I don't think.
I don't think they were either.
That's insane, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Vegas knows.
Yeah, that's it.
Go
Pels. Shout out Scotty. Go Warriors. Please, Warriors. Please. This ain't how it's supposed to be. It should be just you and me.